We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'll even read you a little excerpt of what he said. With Penny Hardaway coaching the Tigers, Memphis has a window right now to become the closest thing to Gonzaga that we'll probably ever see. It's a school with resources in addition to a superior talent base and someone who's already proven to be a top two or three recruiter to dominate its league going forward. The AAC has unquestionably taken a devastating hit amid all this and will be downgraded across the board in basketball and football, but it's still a multi-bid league. And Memphis is the undisputed best team left. So he also goes on to discuss the parallels between Memphis and UConn and how UConn fans were mad that the school alienated its Big East roots to chase football relevance in the AAC years back. I think it makes sense in theory to say go all in on basketball. But let's be honest, they're already doing that. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't know how much more Memphis could go all in on basketball. Yeah. Like, you look at the offseason, you look at the facilities, like, Memphis is pretty all in on basketball right now. So I don't necessarily know how they could do that even more. And I just think it's a massive mistake to not keep pushing forward in football.
I agree.
The UConn thing, it worked out for UConn, I guess. They're back in the Big East, like, they're a super relevant basketball program. That's what they've always wanted. This is not UConn. I giving up on football would be a complete mistake. I think everyone agrees with that. Like, it's, you know, and a lot of people were going after Matt Norlander. He was never saying Memphis should give up on football. So, like, the headline doesn't help. Read the story over at CBSSports.com before you go after Matt Norlander, because he is not saying give up on football.
Right.
What I'm saying is it would be a mistake to even consider that, because he referenced UConn there. Keep in mind, this team went to the Cotton Bowl two seasons ago. College game day came here. They cannot let up because of this Big 12 disappointment. They just can't. Conference realignment, if we know anything, we know that college football is ever-changing. And I just Memphis football is going to have its day. I really, really believe that. One day, Memphis football is going to get the recognition it deserves. And so hopefully that's going to be sooner rather than later. Anyways, it's a really good article. I do think Matt makes some really good points. You can go check it out over at CBSSports.com. And I will ask Jeff Calkins about that coming up next. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio today. GP will be back tomorrow. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. I just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked well for Jerry, who had a home out in Cairo he wanted to sell. Once Josh went to work, home was sold in just 2 days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hisaw. Your story can be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hisaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. It's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the agent I'd call if I wanted to sell mine. It's Josh Hisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh. HISAW. Go to JoshHisaw.com.
ride with the number one auto and home insurer in the country, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. Call 901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the Lock of the Year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Cowboys or the Buccaneers, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code RIGHT200, RIGHT200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code RIGHT200, RIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if either the Cowboys or the Buccaneers score a touchdown. Winning is always special, but nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Trading in or selling your car, truck, or SUV, WeBuyAnyCar.com takes the hassle out of selling in just three easy steps. One, get your free online valuation. Two, drive to your local car buying center. And three, walk out with your check in as little as 30 minutes. So don't wait. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
Okay, I'm super fired up for this weekend. The NFL returns tonight. Got college football week two starting up tomorrow. Basically, wall-to-wall football now through Monday. It's obviously going to be a multi-screen weekend in our house and likely in yours too. But with all these devices connected to the Wi-Fi at the same time, I got to have fast, reliable speeds. And that's where Xfinity Internet comes in. Xfinity's been powering my house for years, but with more devices in our homes than ever before, Xfinity had to adapt to keep up with our ever-changing lifestyles. And that's why they now offer Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. Whether you're a gamer working from home like my wife is, you got kids doing online homework, or you're just streaming sports and movies all the time like me, Xfinity's gig speed Wi-Fi, it can power any home and all the devices that come with it. So with football season in full swing, basketball's right around the corner, make sure you've got the fastest, most reliable Wi-Fi to be able to watch it all, and you're only going to get that with Xfinity Internet. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP will be back tomorrow. Got Connor Dunning here in studio with me as well. And I'm joined now by the city's columnist, my columnist, your columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, and the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, which you can listen to every single weekday at 9 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It is Jeff Calkins. Jeff, what's going on?
I'm okay. You?
I'm doing pretty good. So it's obviously NFL day. We're going to talk about NFL. But I wanted to ask you first, did you see Matt Norlander's column over at CBS Sports today?
I did.
Okay. So basically your thoughts on him saying, and I think that the article, we talked about this in the last segment, I think that it was taken a little out of context because a lot of people just took it as give up on football and go all in on basketball. But just your general thoughts on going all in on basketball and becoming the closest thing to Gonzaga, like Matt Norlander said, because I feel like Memphis is already doing that.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, so when I was asked about the column, it had just come out, and I was asked about it on Jason and John. Thursday's my busy day.
Yeah.
And so I was asked about it on Jason and John. And if you're asking me, should you abandon football to focus on basketball, I said, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. There
right.
were 30,000 people out at the Liberty Bowl on Saturday having a great time. It's the idea that you would throw that away against Nicholls State, by the way. So
sure.
It's not like you needed Mississippi State to be in there, Ole Miss to be there, whatever else. Memphis football is fun. It is legitimate. It is a part of our civic fabric. It doesn't. They don't have a chance to win the national title like basketball. Doesn't have the history of basketball, and I don't think as many people care about it as basketball. But it is its own thing. It is a positive for the community. And so if the column had said, it's time for Memphis to drop football and, try to join the Big East, well, that would be stupid and an insult to a football program that, let's be honest, over the last 10 years has been more fun than the basketball program, has done more winning relatively than the basketball program. So I think that would be moronic. So then I went and read the column. And the funny thing about the column is it just says, be great at basketball, which you're exactly right. They're already doing like...
what more can they do?
He said, go be Gonzaga. Well, they're trying to be Gonzaga. They're trying to kick ass in a relatively modest conference. They're recruiting at a high level. They're pouring resources into it. They also just happen to also have a pretty decent little football program. And so I don't actually understand what he's saying. I mean, literally, you can either say de-emphasize football, which I think is stupid, or you can say, or else they're just already doing it. Like, which is just go win at basketball. Okay.
Right.
They're trying to win at basketball. There's nothing about the football program that is holding Penny Hardaway back. The only thing that's holding Penny Hardaway back is they haven't quite figured it out yet. They haven't won at a high level, but not because of they're too obsessed with football. That's ridiculous. So, I saw various people applaud the column. I honestly don't know what there is to applaud about it. I like Matt Norlander,
yeah.
But to say that Memphis should emphasize basketball over football because they have a chance of winning a title there, they already do that, really. And then quite apart from that, it's silly because, they're still trying to get into whatever the next version of realignment looks like. And I think they should. So I think it's a reactive column. I didn't really think it said anything particularly constructive. And I understand that people are – the reason – what's interesting about it to me is that people are writing columns about Memphis because Memphis is clearly – like Matt Norlander has no connection to Memphis, but Memphis is the program that is getting screwed the most by this. And so that's why someone like Matt Norlander is writing about Memphis as opposed to, pick a school that isn't in one of the Power Five conferences or isn't in this, this new Big 12.
Yeah.
Because Memphis is clearly getting shafted the most, which is clearly true, but which also I think means that, who knows, that they're in pretty good position if there is a next time, and there will be, to try to, jump the fence next time.
Yeah, I talked about this in the last segment. Dennis Dodd, when he was talking about, tomorrow it's going to become official that all those schools join, that the Texas Tech AD, said that he doesn't think this is over, that he thinks the league is going to expand even more once Texas and Oklahoma leave. So take that for what you will. I thought one more thing on this story, because Matt Norlander went on to discuss the parallels between Memphis and UConn, and UConn fans, being mad that they kind of alienated their Big East roots to chase football relevance in the AAC a few years back, and it didn't work. I think it's completely...
The Big East is a basketball conference. And so UConn did what ultimately, and I think it probably is right for UConn, ultimately did what they thought was best for their basketball program and the university, which was to get out of this conference and go be in the Big East and to go chase back, But I don't think that is a... I don't think that... He wasn't suggesting that Memphis do that. And I don't think that that would really – I don't think that that would be a particularly prudent thing for Memphis to do.
Yep, agreed. Okay, let's move on. NFL starts tonight. We got the Cowboys at the Buccaneers. You can listen to that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. First question, are you going to watch Bills Steelers this weekend?
I'll peek at it.
Okay.
And then as soon as something goes badly, I'll turn it off.
I think that's the best game on the schedule, by the way. I mean, you could go Browns Chiefs.
See, I think Browns Chiefs is sort of the best game, except for I expect that to be one-sided early. And so I think you can argue that, like, that's the most, you know, you got the glamorous Kansas City Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
and then you got the Browns, who people are really interested in.
Lost them in the playoffs.
Is this the year? And so I think that's a fascinating game. But I think it's – honestly, I think the Chiefs are going to blow them out, so I don't think it's going to be fascinating that long. You've got the New England Miami game is interesting. It's two Alabama quarterbacks, so it's interesting. It's not two high, particularly high level teams, but two aspiring teams. So that'll be interesting. But I'd be happy to watch that one. Saints, is it Saints? Packers, Saints, Rams. Who's the Saints game?
It is. Oh God, I gotta find it. It's.
I'm interested in Jameis, I guess. You know.
Yeah, it's Packers. Yeah, remember this is the one that's going to be in Jacksonville because they couldn't play at New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one because I'm interested in seeing Jameis.
Me too.
I haven't given up on him. I don't know why.
No, I told Connor when we did our NFL season preview. In the first two segments, and I think Jameis is good. I think that's a really, really good spot for him. I do. I just think with the coach and just, you know, a new life, like, I think it's a good spot for Jameis. I do.
I'm not so convinced, and obviously he had the LASIK surgery. I'm not so convinced that I believe in the LASIK surgery.
I love it. That's my favorite storyline of the offseason.
But I have to think that if you have the talent to throw the ball like he does, all you have to do is stop doing the stupid stuff he does, right? Like, and can't you learn how to not do stupid stuff?
I think,
like,
yes, I would think,
but
so
I would think you would be able to learn, and to stop pitching it to the other team.
Right.
And so I'm sort of intrigued by that. I don't think the Bills game is as interesting because I don't think people have high – I think the Steelers actually will probably be better. People have sort of dismissed them, I think.
I love the Steelers this year.
You love them this year, but see, I don't think most people do. Their offensive line is shredded. They got real problems on the offensive line. We know, is T.J. Watt back in the fold now or not?
Yeah, he just got paid within the hour, so he's back. Yeah.
Right. So, damn it. Damn.
Yeah, I know. So, okay.
I assumed he would. Yeah, why are you high on him?
Well,
you like Najee Harris?
All right, in our first two segments, I didn't, like, I'm not, like, telling any secrets here. Like, Gary is not just, like, some diehard NFL fan. I am. I love the NFL. Like, when people ask me, I told Connor, like, when people ask me who my favorite teams are, I say the Grizzlies and the Tigers because I'm a Memphis guy. But when people ask me what my favorite sport is, it is the NFL by a mile. Like, it's not even close.
Right.
Like, I have to be in front of a TV every Sunday. And so I went through and did my predictions, the official Gary Parrish Show NFL 2021-22 season predictions. And I want to give them to you, my division winners and my wild card teams, and see what you think, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you love that? Do you not love that?
Well, I what was interesting to me is it felt to me like we went through
a
with Steve White today.
Yeah.
And the division winners seem, it's funny because there's always someone who jumps up. But they seem kind of obvious to me this year.
I think the wild cards aren't.
The division winners. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's hear. You're right.
So,
I think the wild cards are not.
Okay,
yeah.
Division winners. I'll start with the NFC. Division winners, I've got the Cowboys just because on paper they're the best. Now we'll see, like, can they hold up? But on paper, they're the best.
I think so. You know, you can argue for the Washington football team if you want, just because their defense, the front seven, whatever you think of Dak. I think I'll go with the Cowboys.
Okay, I like the Rams out of the West. Just, I think Stafford addition is huge.
See,
that defense is ridiculous. That's the
and
toughest
Jeffrey
one to pick.
He doesn't believe in Stafford, but I'm
a big Stafford guy. I like Stafford. I like the guy. He tried to make it work in Detroit. Like I like Stafford.
I'm actually pulling for the Stafford storyline, and it's weird because I don't normally like anything having to do with Los Angeles, but. I think I'm with you there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Buccaneers, no brainer. I think Packers, no brainer in the North.
You can make an argument if you want for the Vikings that they'll be better than they were last year, and they could. And,
yeah,
you know, but
I'm out because of the quarterback thing. I'm out on the Vikings, the Colts, and the Ravens.
You don't
because
like a quarterback who lives in a little cubicle.
That's the. I, no matter what side you fall on, those guys are going to be under different protocols, and the likelihood that they test positive and have to miss games. You know, Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson.
Steve White, by the way, made this point today, which I don't think people think about enough. 93% of NFL players are vaccinated. 93%. If this country was doing that well, we would be in a hell of a good place. And then secondly, what kind of a stubborn ass do you have to be to not be vaccinated? You're the leader of a team in Kirk Cousins, and 93% of the league is vaccinated, and you get paid the kind of bread you get paid, and you're sitting in your stupid little, you know, Luxite cube.
Yep.
It's just the opposite of leadership.
Well, and it's clearly caused a rift between him and his coach, who's probably on the hot seat this year. Like, his coach is pissed at him. Let's call it like it is.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We agree there.
Yeah, yeah. Wild cards, I have the Washington football team, who I think could win that division. So, I'm going to make them a wild card. The Seahawks, because they're always there. And then my surprise one is the Arizona Cardinals. I think Kyler Murray makes the leap this year, and I think that, you look at that offense, and obviously their head coach is kind of considered an offensive mastermind. If he puts it all together this year, and if they get, me and Connor said in the first segment, if they get like a 50% A.J. Green across from DeAndre Hopkins, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I think I'd go 49ers there instead.
Okay. Yeah, and the reason I didn't put them in is because of the injuries. Like, every year. They deal with it every single year. So, I just – that's why I left them out. AFC, I go with your Bills. I go with my Titans. I go with the Chiefs. My surprise win, I think the Steelers are winning the North.
Really?
Yeah. I know the line – the offensive
I'm going
line.
Browns there. I think the Browns win. I think. I know. We're always waiting for the Browns. I think Baker's pretty good. They
I think
got a
so
great
too.
Running game. Obviously, Myles Garrett could be Defensive Player of the Year. He's a total monster.
I don't care about the Clowney move at all. I do not. That is, he is great in name only. I saw it with the Titans.
I get that, but they got a good coach, and they have a good coach.
They got a good coach now. Yep.
I'm going to pick the Browns in that one.
Okay, and I've got them.
But
as a...
I do believe that the Ravens will get a wild card.
I don't know, man. You saw the stuff from today. Like, they are losing players left and right. Marcus Peters, that's a massive loss.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're incredibly well coached, and Lamar is hard to stop. If you week in, week out, he's hard to stop. I still think they're good. They're always good.
They're always good.
When were they last not good?
No, that's a good question. I mean, I really don't know. They are a perennial playoff team. They always are.
Yeah.
So it's hard to leave them out. My two surprise ones, so I left out the Ravens. My wild card team's Browns. I like the Denver Broncos. I think if Teddy Bridgewater can be a serviceable quarterback for the Broncos, I think that's got a potential to be the best defense in the NFL this year. I really like their team. I think Sutton and Judy are both great receivers. I think Noah Fant can make the leap.
No Chargers?
No, because the Chargers defense on the flip side, I think is going to be terrible. So with that division and how brutal it is, I think
that's a sneaky good pick. I think Denver is a sneaky. No one's talking about
them. No one's talking about them. You know, Teddy Bridgewater, like you said, silently just went out and got that job in the offseason. It wasn't even really a quarterback competition. You could tell pretty quickly it was his. So I like the Broncos. And then this is just because of the division and for a different reason. I like the Miami Dolphins if Tua can be good. If Tua's a good quarterback, which never forget, we are not that far removed from Tank for Tua, and then the injury happened. I just think if he is a good quarterback, which we're going to find out pretty quickly, that's a really good football team. They got a good defense. They've got a great head coach.
I think the Pats will be better.
See, and the other thing about the Dolphins, too, is they're always good for a win against the Bills. Like, even if the Bills are great, they usually beat the Patriots. Like, it's just, there's such
a... Now, the Patriots are going to be better than the Dolphins this year.
You think so?
The Patriots.
They
got all the COVID dudes back, and then
they got all their defense back.
They loaded up on defense. I mean, they don't have Gilmore for the first 6 weeks, whatever. So that's a problem. They don't really have, like, Nelson Aguilar is their leading wide receiver.
I think he's out this week.
Oh, is he out?
Yeah, so, I saw that today.
Obviously, they got the two tight ends. But that's who Mac's going to throw to is tight ends.
It
doesn't bother me that they don't really have game-breaking wide receivers. And I'm not prepared to call Belichick dead. I'm just not. Maybe it's out of pure fear that I'm saying Pats, Ravens, and I can go with your Broncos for the wild card.
And then I went with the Dolphins because I wanted to have one that was kind of like long shot out there. So, but I could easily see it being the Patriots too. And then my Super Bowl is Chiefs over the Packers. And Connor actually had that too. We didn't even discuss this before the show, but I like the Chiefs to beat the Packers.
Why do you like the Packers over the
Bucks? I like the whole last dance. You know, they had a chance against them last year in the playoffs. It's going to be one of those two teams, the Bucks or the Packers. And if the game's competitive again this year, I'm just going to go with Aaron Rodgers over Brady. I think at this point.
And do you have the Titans in your AFC Championship game?
I do. I have the Chiefs over the Titans.
And is that a homer pick?
It feels like a homer pick. I'm worried about the Titans. I think they're a surefire playoff team just because the division's bad.
Division's not great. Yeah.
But I'm nervous because there's not a lot of depth on offense, and those guys have not practiced together. Henry, Julio, AJ Brown, right. Tannehill, they just haven't all practiced together. And you know, with Julio Jones.
And no Arthur Smith.
He's gone, so we'll see with the offensive coordinator. I do think if they don't make the playoffs, Vrabel might get fired. I could see it.
It's fun to be talking about it. It's fun.
It is, man.
I'm kind of like, it is funny. You listen, like, to the national ESPN shows, and they're always talking NFL, and it's because NFL drives everything.
Oh, it's so true. Like, you will, like, we will have some massive story. I don't know. The Big 12 story, for instance, massive story here. We've talked about it for a couple weeks now. And when you flip on, like, the national radio show, like, they're not even mentioning
that. It's why, by the way, sports talk is, like, quintessentially local.
Absolutely.
Is that people don't listen to that. I mean, people listen to national shows. They're driving along. They listen to a national show. You listen to whatever. But fundamentally, people want to hear about the stuff that's happening in their town, their teams, et cetera. And it's why sports talk is, unlike political talk, where all the shows that are successful are national shows, with sports, all the shows that are successful, I mean, the most successful shows, really, are local shows. People listen because what's big. But the one thing, and that's the reason why the national shows do this, the one thing that hits everybody is the NFL. And so
Absolutely. That's
what they pound and pound and pound and pound and pound.
Yeah, really looking forward to tonight and this weekend especially. Last thing before I let you go, I talked about the Southern Heritage Classic in the last segment. It returns this season after missing last season due to COVID. Great event here in Memphis every single year. Excited that the Classic is back, and excited about the coaching matchup. You know, Eddie George, Coach Prime, like that's really cool. They're calling it the biggest Classic ever. And so my question is, are you doing Classic or are you doing Memphis game this weekend?
I'm doing an advance on the Classic. I'll go to the coaches' luncheon tomorrow and listen to Coach Prime and Eddie, and that's always fun. I'm thrilled for Fred Jones, who's done so much for the community. He's got a street named after him now. Do you realize he has a key to the city? He's got a note on Beale Street. And he has a street, named after him.
That's like the trifecta. You can't do better than that.
That's pretty damn good. And given what they have dealt with, you know, weather, different years, obviously COVID. I'm thrilled that they have this game. I wish, you know, ESPN was going to be here in Tiger Lane. That would have been just great.
Oh, yeah, because Stephen A. was supposed to come, wasn't he?
Right, Stephen A. was going to be here. And I'm sorry that didn't happen, but it's obviously a great event. And you know, the whole idea of Coach Prime coming back to coach is just, it's great. And then Eddie, and it feels like it's not so different than, you know, than Penny Hardaway, former great player, coming back to coach. We're seeing a theme here, and I think Penny is part of it.
Well, I'm rooting for TSU because Eddie George is one of my all-time favorite players, so that's where my rooting interests lie.
He was a great Oiler when the Oilers were here.
He was a Tennessee Oiler. That's right. I've got the action figure to prove it. I've got the star.
You have a Tennessee Oiler.
Yeah, it's the starting lineup. You know those starting lineup.
They had the Derek like on their helmet for the first 2 years.
Yeah, it was the yes they did, and it was the you know those starting lineup figures that they have for so it was one of those, and it says Tennessee Oilers, and it's got Eddie in the in the white jersey. Yeah, it's really cool. It's one of my favorites. Coach Prime posted a video. I played it in the last segment too, and it was just really cool. He posted it on his Instagram this morning, basically saying he's coming to Memphis. He's looking for three things. He wants to know where to get a fresh cut. He wants to know where to get some soul food. And that he wants to know where the dogs are for high school football tomorrow night, because he said he's going to go and he's going to hand out 2 to 3 scholarships tomorrow. I thought that was pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a great great weekend.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And then I'll cover the Memphis game because, I mean,
are you going to Jonesboro?
Yeah, and it's hugely significant for them.
Massive game.
It's very different for Seth Hennigan playing against a team like Arkansas State on the road than it is. And we now know he is the guy now that Grant Connell has had his surgery. And so it'll be a big test for Memphis.
Yeah, for sure. A lot to look forward to. Football is back. It is the best. Jeff, we'll talk to you same time tomorrow. Really appreciate it.
See you. Bye.
All right. That was Jeff Calkins of the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show. Make sure you're listening to him tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. I'm sure he'll have a lot of reaction to the start of the NFL season tonight. Connor, when we come back, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We've talked a ton of football on this show today. Me and you, when we do this show together, we always do a little movie segment. And today was a big, big movie news day. And so we're going to do a little bit of that next before we get to dinner to go. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Dole, Connor Dunning in studio today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, the number one sports place in Memphis, and the Mid-South's play-by-play leader.
Cowboys versus Bucks tonight, 6:45 pregame, kickoff at 7:15 live on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL station.
On 92.9 FM and 680 AM, it's the NFL, college football, and the SEC.
The NFL is back. The fridge is stacked. The recliner is ready. Now all you need to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. That's right, FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet just in time for week one of the NFL season. There are lots of great games this week, but I think I'm looking most forward to Jets-Panthers. But I'm going to play the game on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use. It has fast payouts. And understand, you can use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week one game. Bet the money line or take the over. Throw some action on a prop bet or build a same game parlay bet. There are so many different ways to play. So if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, just go sign up now with promo code Gary to receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9788.
How real do I give it?
So real.
How real do I give it?
So real.
So real.
That Caesars will give you some authentic NFL gear when you bet $100 in September. So download the app and get live in-game betting, parlays, Caesars rewards, and some authentic NFL gear. I'm an official sponsor of the NFL, people!
Must be 21. Offer valid in Tennessee only and for new and existing users who opt into this offer. Jersey awarded as a gift card. Options may vary. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
As we enter the home stretch in our fight against COVID-19, protecting our families this flu season is more important than ever. At Kroger Health, our team of healthcare providers is here to help. You and your loved ones can stop by any of our pharmacies to get a free flu shot so you can protect the people you care about most. To learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you, visit kroger.com/flu.
Mold can be dangerous and lead to serious health issues. Do you suspect mold? Contact Mold Terminator today. Ask about their free assessment. Mold Terminator specializes in certified safe mold removal. Call 877-8855, 877-8855.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
The original Peloton bike offers more motivation.
Great job, team!
70% of members say they work out more now with Peloton than before. Get game-changing cardio at a new game-changing price. The original Peloton bike, now $400 less. Learn more at onepeloton.com.
AutoZone. Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP will be back tomorrow, and we'll get you ready for a massive, massive weekend of sports tomorrow during the show. I'm sure Gary will have a Dateline preview as well. We'll see if he can top my Dateline preview from last week, which was arguably the greatest in the history of this show.
100% agreed.
Yeah. So we'll see if Gary can top that tomorrow when he returns. But I wanted to talk about real quick, Connor, we're both massive movie guys, and it was a big day for movies. We got a brand new trailer for Matrix Resurrections, which I know a lot of people out there know the Matrix trilogy, right? Like, how could you not? Keanu Reeves, like, it's The Matrix, come on. And I think the trailer looks awesome.
It looks really good. It has me intrigued.
It looks really good.
It looks beautiful. Okay. Like, so, the cinematography looks
now
gorgeous.
I don't know what now. It was the Wachowski brothers that directed the first three, but now it's just the one Wachowski brother. Did something happen there? What?
I think it's probably just one of them decided to take the title of it. But throughout their entire career, both of them have been pretty, like, they don't really care about credit, getting credit for things.
Okay.
Like, they've been involved in a lot of movies where the rumors have been that they actually directed that movie, but they didn't want the credit for it. They just wanted somebody else to get it. So they're kind of like the Coen brothers in that sense, where they love making movies. They like doing badass action, but they just do not care about the press and all that kind of stuff afterwards. So they probably did a coin flip. Like, you want it, I got it. Just roll with
it. so the Matrix Resurrections is going to be the fourth installment in the Matrix saga after a very long hiatus. The first Matrix came out in 1999, which was like a massive pop culture year and just like one that like shaped my youth. Basically, you know, you're right before Y2K and all that kind of stuff. So 1999, massive year. And then you had the two sequels in 2003. The sequels don't get as much love as the first Matrix does, but me and you both agree they're kind of underrated. Like, they're both pretty good. The third one's the one everybody hates, right? I thought it was pretty good though.
Yeah,
a lot of big time action. The fight scenes is what people hate because they're really silly. Like, if you go back and watch those on the third Matrix movie, like, they are completely they don't hold up necessarily. But the movie overall was pretty good, I thought. So I don't know why people hated that one. But this one looks cool. Keanu Reeves, he looks more like John Wick than he does Neo, which everybody loves John Wick. So I think it's got potential to be really, really good, and that'll come out later on this year, right? Matrix
yeah,
drops it, this
it'll
year.
It'll come out later this year. Yeah, I'm really excited for it. You know, Keanu's kind of turned into that guy where you can just
root for the dude.
Well, you can just kind of trust whatever project he's in, too, because his choices are really great. And he's always talked about in the past, you know, he's never going to go back to the Matrix unless he thinks it's a story that can continue that story and that it's worth going back. So to get him to... The pull of him going back to the well for that is really exciting to me, because I don't think he would go back unless all of the pieces were there.
Yeah, and I'm not giving away any spoilers. Like, if you go check out the trailer, which do it, it's awesome. It appears that, like, he doesn't remember what happened.
He's got amnesia.
Yeah.
Looks like.
So that's kind of cool.
Viva Vendetta was that movie I was talking about, too, that they made, and it's said
Natalie
that they
Portman,
directed
it.
Yeah, that they directed it.
And then a couple other movie notes. There was a new trailer for The Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos prequel. Massive Sopranos fan. I know a ton of people listening are Sopranos fans. The cool thing about it is David Chase, who created The Sopranos and was heavily involved in this movie, I believe executive producer, but he said that this might not be the end of Sopranos movies, which I don't know what that means necessarily. You know,
that makes me really excited.
Right. Like, you know, James Gandolfini passed away, unfortunately. So you're not doing like anything likely that happened post Sopranos unless
he wants to reveal what happened.
Unless he wants to reveal what happened at the end of Sopranos, which clearly was like one of the most controversial endings to a great show ever. I still stand by Sopranos as the best show of all time. But this new movie looks awesome. It's a prequel. It takes place in the 60s with Dickie Moltisanti, who's Christopher Moltisanti's dad. He's the main character. James Gandolfini's son, Michael Gandolfini, plays a young Tony Soprano.
Looks great.
Looks just like him. So that's kind of cool. Vera Farmiga's in it. Ray Liotta. Like, they got a huge
Leslie Odom?
Leslie Odom's in it. Like, they got huge, huge cast for this movie. And the new trailer came out today, and it looks really, really good. Definitely go check that one out. And then I saw a cool feature on Dune last night that HBO put out. Basically goes really in depth. They interview all the actors, Timothy Chalamet, Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, and they show a lot of new clips from that movie, which is coming out here in a couple weeks. And it looks really, really good as well. So those are a little entertainment news for the day. You got any other nuggets you want to add?
Oh, yeah. Today they also announced that on Peacock you're going to be able to watch Halloween Kills, which is going to be the sequel to the latest Halloween movie. It's going to come out on Peacock the same day as theaters. I'm extremely excited about that movie. I really enjoyed the last Halloween that came out.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was just...
David Gordon Green's the director. He's one of my favorites.
It was a good starting point because they kind of wanted to reboot the franchise. It was a direct sequel to the original Halloween movie, which I still consider one of the best horror movies of all time.
Michael Myers is Michael Myers is the scariest of all the famous horror villains.
He was the first one, too. Like, that started the slasher era that we got to see. So that was fantastic. So that's coming out on October 15th. I'm really excited about that. And then you just got, like, a couple more trailers today and more information about a lot of really good movies coming out. Like, have you heard about The Last Duel that's coming out?
Oh, yeah, Ridley Scott.
Yeah, Ridley Scott with Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Adam Driver, Jodie Comer. It's going to be amazing. There's a new trailer for that. That comes out on October 15th. I mean, No Time to Die, that's gotten pushed back again, which kind of stinks. Let's see here. We also have Carnage got pushed back, which kind of stinks. But it's just October is going to be an amazing
movie month.
You have just these huge directors throwing heat. You got Wes Anderson coming. You got Edgar Wright coming. Ridley Scott coming. And then it was also announced today that Paul Thomas Anderson, his new movie, that the title had been Soggy Bottom. Turns out that that's actually not true. And the actual title to Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie that's coming out, which is a coming-of-age drama set in the 1970s. It looks like it's going to be great. It's being kept under super secret, which is a really good news for movie fans. But it is called Licorice Pizza.
Licorice?
Licorice Pizza.
Oh, Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, Licorice Pizza, which I'm super in on that. It's a
pretty
really
cool
weird
title,
name.
Yeah.
Paul Thomas Anderson's he's kind of a weird director, but he throws heat when he really brings it. So I'm really excited to see what he does in this movie. It's a really exciting time to be a movie fan right now. Because
No question.
The end of this year has the potential to be one of those all-time great movie years, because it's really rare that you get all of these big-time directors that are kind of stars of their own movies. Like,
right, and everything got pushed back, and
right,
so everything's running into each other.
It kind of just turned into being this three-month, oh my God, the cinema is back type of deal. I can't wait to see these movies in theaters.
Right.
And then you had the new Leo movie. Got the Adam McKay and Leo movie. Got and Jennifer Lawrence trailer came out yesterday, too, for Don't Look Up. That movie looks like it's going to be really good. It's going to be about kind of climate change and the challenges that that's going to bring. And Leo's really passionate about all that stuff. So hopefully that's going to be good. It's
that's a funny trailer, too.
I'm pumped up. And then you've been watching the What Ifs, too, on Marvel for Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. I know we got a lot of Marvel fans out there. But the new caught up with the second one, which was the Chadwick Boseman one, which that was super cool. Like, I loved the way they did the whole thing. I won't, but that's kind of a spoiler show. Like, if I say anything about it, it's kind of like spoiling stuff. So
the three, four, and five, they go dark and they're really good.
Okay, cool. So that's some stuff to check out. And that's your little entertainment update for the day. Okay, when we come back, we got dinner to go. We're going to preview tonight's game, Cowboys, Buccaneers, and some other stuff you need to check out tonight. That's coming up next. You're listening to The Gary Parris Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio. We're on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is Memphis's sports station, the number one sports place in Memphis, and the Mid-South's play-by-play leader.
Saturday morning football on 92.9 FM, ESPN, as the Tennessee Vols take on Pittsburgh. College football Saturday morning, pregame at 9:30, kickoff at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
On 92.9 FM and 680 a.m., it's the NFL, college football, and the SEC. It's all here, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent, too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. Or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is celebrating with 40-1 odds on any Week 1 game. Who doesn't want to win $200 on a $5 bet? This is no Hail Mary. It really is that simple. New customers can get 40-1 odds when you place your first wager. As you should know by now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 24 hours. It's easy to use, safe and secure. There are always fast payouts. So, go see for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. They're always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. So go sign up with promo code Gary, and you could win $200 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $200. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restricted supply. And if you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the TaylorMade Fitting Event happening September 6th through the 12th. Featuring the new P790 irons with speed foam air technology and tungsten weighting to give you more distance. And the new MG3 wedges, now with raised micro ribs positioned between the grooves. Go to WorldwideGolfShops.com and register to get a free custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day Saturday satisfaction guarantee.
You're ready to get out and get moving.
And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the Lock of the Year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Cowboys or Buccaneers, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code BETNOW200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code BETNOW200 to win $200 in free bets if either the Cowboys or Buccaneers score a touchdown. New customer offer, paid in free bets, eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Who have we all had a little trouble social distancing from? Here's a clue. About 6 feet tall, has handles, and is cold inside. That's right, our refrigerators. And our waistlines have suffered. However, Skechers would like to help you get back on track with our incredible Go Walk footwear. Because once you put on Skechers Go Walks, they're so comfortable you'll be inspired to get out there and start walking. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Go Walks are fully loaded with all the comfort and performance innovations you need. They're incredibly lightweight and breathable with features like air-cooled Goga Mat insoles and bouncy foam bottoms for extra cushioning. And Go Walk footwear come in all the fits you love, like Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Relaxed Fit, and Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support. Plus, you'll look great with so many stylish options to choose from, including easy slip-ons and comfy lace-ups. And they're even machine washable. It's time you distance yourself from that fridge. Get out there and start Go Walking. Find the number one walking footwear in the world, Skechers Go Walk, for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Visit the Orpheum website where you can purchase tickets to a performance you'll remember forever. See Disney's The Lion King, November 11th through 28th. Tickets on sale now at Orpheum-Memphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer Bennett Doyle sitting in today. Got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. Gary's going to be back tomorrow as we get ready for a massive, massive weekend in sports and a massive week or massive night in sports. Let's do Dinner to Go and talk about it.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned that the NFL is back tonight. Can you believe, dude, from now until Monday, wall-to-wall football.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I cannot wait. It starts with the NFL tonight. You got a full slate of college football tomorrow night, a full slate of college football Saturday, full slate of NFL Sunday, Monday Night Football. Like, it is football is here. Fall's right around the corner. It's the best time of the year, in my opinion. We also learned that Coach Prime Deion Sanders is coming here tomorrow to hand out some scholarships before the Southern Heritage Classic. So if you're a high school football star in town, you better get the word out that he needs to be coming to your game tomorrow night, because he apparently has some scholarships to hand out to Jackson State. So that'll be cool. Southern Heritage Classic is obviously this weekend. Coach Prime on one side, Eddie George on the other. It's going to be really cool. Can't wait to check that one out. We also learned that Memphis basketball is already trying to be like Gonzaga. Like, you know, they're trying to do that. So just keep it up, y'all. And maybe we'll get there sooner rather than later.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Come on, it's the NFL. Week one starts tonight. It is the Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pregame starts at 6:45 p.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN and 6:80 a.m. across the Mid-South. We, of course, the radio home of the Dallas Cowboys this season, so make sure you are listening to that starting at 6:45 p.m. tonight. It's Bucks minus 9 right now. Let me think about that. The radio home of the Cowboys, the game is here on our station. I'm going to call that the 92.9 FM ESPN Dallas Cowboys lock of the night. We're going Cowboys plus 9. This is going to be a competitive football game because I want it to be a competitive football game. It's the start of the season. We want to be entertained tonight.
Manifest it, Bennett.
So let's make it happen. Cowboys plus 9. That is the Big Bet Bennett lock of the night.
What should I watch on TV?
There's a college football game on tonight. I had to look for this one. It is Edward Waters at Benedict. This is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference matchup. 6:30 on ESPNU. I have no idea what level of...
What's the line, Bennett?
I don't know. We do that in the biggest game of the night presented by FanDuel. I don't know what the line of Edward Waters at Benedict is. I wonder where in the South that is. Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Could somebody answer that for me? Like, do we know what... Is this really a college football game that's happening live on television tonight?
Edward Waters
is in Florida.
It says it
is. Edward Waters is in Florida. Where's Benedict? Benedict College? You found Edward Waters pretty quickly.
Benedict College is in South Carolina.
Okay, so it is really a Southern matchup.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out what league they play in and or what level of football that is, and we'll let you know tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a recap of that great game. You also have a new Spike Lee documentary. I don't know if you've heard about this one, NYC Epicenters. It's 9/11 through 2021 and a half. The description, Spike Lee explores the attacks of 9/11, hearing from survivors, frontline workers, and boat captains who launched a historic maritime rescue. That's at 7 o'clock on HBO 2. Which it looks really good. I've seen the previews for it. And I've been watching the one on Netflix, which is like a series. I can't think of the title, but it's the new 9/11 documentary on Netflix. It's really, really well done as well. I know that's kind of a depressing thing to
So the one on Netflix is really good. I just got to say, HBO, the Spike Lee one, unfortunately, there is some conspiracy stuff in there. So just when
you're watching it, have
a grain of salt. He had to actually re-edit some of it because HBO was like, what the hell is this? So
interesting.
Just be careful with it.
Interesting. But that's a couple options for you to watch tonight on TV as we come up on the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go read that Matt Norlander story over at CBSSports.com titled Snubbed by the Big 12. Here's why Memphis needs to go all in on becoming a college basketball power. It's a really good read. I know that people were kind of going after Matt a little bit because they thought that he was saying, don't worry about football, go all in on basketball. That's not what he's saying at all. So go actually read the story before you hop on Twitter and yell at Matt Norlander. Again, that's at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, Gary's going to be back tomorrow. He's going to have a Dateline preview, as always, and we're going to obviously recap Cowboys, Buccaneers, and get you ready for a big, big weekend of football. Cannot wait. Be back here same time, same place tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And for Connor, I am Bennett. You've been listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Appreciate you guys. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Cowboys coming up at 6:45.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is celebrating with 40-1 odds on any Week 1 game. Who doesn't want to win $200 on a $5 bet? This is no Hail Mary. It really is that simple. New customers can get 40-1 odds when you place your first wager. As you should know by now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 24 hours. It's easy to use, safe and secure. There are always fast payouts. So go see for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. They're always hooking you up with exclusive odds boosts, great great promotions and so much more. So go sign up with promo code Gary, and you could win $200 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $200. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restrictions apply. And if you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
On Saturday, September 18th, the King will be in the house. Meet Jerry the King Lawler, Jimmy Hart, Scott Steiner, Kurt Angle, Arn Anderson, and more from noon to 5 p.m. Then at 7 o'clock, be there for the matches with the main event between Jerry Lawler and Scott Steiner. You do not want to miss this. Tickets start at $20. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Jerry Lawler's Wrestling Reunion, only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Life isn't always nice and tidy. With the largest network of dentists in the nation and affordable plans, Delta Dental of Tennessee can help make sure your smile is the cleanest thing you own. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the Lock of the Year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Cowboys or Buccaneers, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code BETNOW200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code BETNOW200 to win $200 in free bets if either the Cowboys or Buccaneers score a touchdown. New customer offer, paid in free bets, eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available.
Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center is hosting the world's fastest hiring event.
Be there Saturday, September 18th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Williams-Sonoma, 7755 Polk Lane in Olive Branch, and get hired on the spot.
That's unbelievable.
No, that's fast.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, the number one sports place in Memphis, and the Mid-South's play-by-play leader.
Cowboys versus Bucks tonight, 6:45 pregame. Kickoff at 7:15 live on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's NFL station.
On 92.9 FM and 680 AM, it's the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.